Welcome to the Cheers Network Daytime Show.
Yes, sir. It's Dedayo Adeleye stretching and yawning and wishing you a good morning. Right now, you're about listening to the one and only show in the land. And just like Uncle Charles Bruce would always start by saying, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. And that's Proverbs 4:23. This is the Teens Network Daytime Show on radio.
Wake up and smile, cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped, so you could hold me. This child awaits, strong in the faith. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, cause I can't let it die. The joy that you bring to my life. And ooh, there's something about the way your sun shines on my face. It's a love so true, I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on, take me away. It's a beautiful day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful day. When trouble seems to rain on my dreams, it's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield, cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let a day go, won't let a day go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And sing about, there ain't no limitations to your amazing grace, your amazing grace. And there's something about the way your love shines on my face. Oh no, I can never get enough of you. This feeling can't be wrong. I'm about to get my worship on. I'm gonna sing a brand new song. Yeah, I'm about to get my worship on. Take me away on this beautiful day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful day.
It's the Teens Network Daytime Show.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very fine, and you?
I'm good. Cool. I don't know where I am. Is it noisy or is it fine? How's the...
No, it's actually fine. I can hear you very well. It's okay. Fine. Yes, yes. Cool.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
How was your day?
I'm good. I just decided to make it from outside because I missed the sun today, so yeah, I just thought I should do the live outside. And you guys?
Oh, yeah.
How are you?
I'm very well. I'm very well. I just said it. I'm in a full expectation of your of you sharing your insightful experience and journey to us on our platform.
Thank you. So
my first question will be, can you describe who Mr. Osmond is? Because I know you have an Instagram name, and I apologize. I can't mention it correctly. So I need you to help me pronounce the name and go into describing who you are.
All right, cool. So then, I'm Osmond Chuma, and I've got two Instagram accounts. Well, yeah, two. So one is just personal, and the other one is the creative side. And I call myself Wakwa Chuma. Yeah. Wakwa
Chuma. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So literally, it literally means Osmond of the Chuma family. Yeah.
Okay, amazing. So, can you let us know more of you? We want to know what you do.
Okay.
The web is coming from. Exactly. That's the exclamation I wanted to say.
Yeah, it's like I do like a lot of things. I guess I'm a creative. I'm a graphic designer by profession. I'm an art director. Right now I'm currently running Mamkopo's Design Factory, which is a design studio that I co-founded with my partner, Ntokozo Shabalala. So in the business we help clients build their brands, but then also on the other side, like what I really love is to literally create how can I say it? Our main thing is almost like creating African inspired African design, because usually when we're taught, right, like we're usually taught to literally look to the West for like inspiration, but then like for us we look to Africa like inspiration. It's almost like a personal thing to literally look into the Nigerian culture and tradition and literally learn for myself and then try and see what I can use to to get inspired. So most of the stuff that I do or create or letters that I create, it's me taking the time to literally try and understand the continent that I live in. Yeah. So I guess that is who Osman is. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what you just said, I something came to my head, and I wanted to ask you, how do you create, how do you inject the history and the culture of our African country into your artwork? Majorly, while checking your social media pages, I noticed you make use of alphabet to create designs, and you explain what it means in each countries and how it relates to what they have in their own country. So, why and how do you inject the city culture? Because I feel like that is just your own line of creativity.
Oh, thank you. It's I don't know actually. I really don't know. But I guess like it's how we view things, like how we see things. I think it's almost like the same thing as when you look up into the sky, and then others can see like a dragon, and others see just like a group of clouds, and then others see a candy, like whatever people see in the sky. I think sometimes it's like that, and like sometimes I have got a problem of it trying too hard to just got disconnected there. I've got a problem with trying too hard, because I want to show where how this letter is inspired, but sometimes I then go let me just design it as it is. It's my own piecework, it's my own art piece, so let me just show it as how, like, and sometimes I even ask myself, how did I do it? And I think for me it's more about preserving that history or that culture or that mask or that object or that whatever, like, I'm being inspired to. I think every single time I try and make it in a way that if you look at whatever I'm creating you, and then if you come from that place, you're able to say, I know this. It is inspired by this mask, inspired by this object, or inspired by this pattern or culture. I think that is what every time I'm trying to portray. Yeah.
Yeah, but in most cases,
I really don't know what I'm doing in most cases.
That's to all artists out there. I'm sure one way or the other, you just want to create something. It comes from your imagined thinking. You just want to create something and see what it means at the end of the design. So that's really amazing. So
you're listening to the Teens Network Daytime Show.
Lots of people ask me, why Miller's Diary? Why Miller's Diary? Okay. I remember the day I thought of owning a blog. Yeah, quite frightening, I must say. My thoughts wandered far from all the processing and all the processing, and then far away from happy. And the fear of having a whole project in place without any audience at all, except me, which is, yeah, me, overwhelmed me. And then all thoughts of ever starting a blog died that very same day. And then one day, I wrote a chapter, yeah, first chapter of Echoes. And then the passion and then the fire that came out from it was enough to convince me that this is really what I want to do. So that day I said to myself, I'm going to tell stories of hope and God. Yeah. I'm going to become a voice for the voiceless. And I want to serve as a senior to help people heal, like to unravel that pains that follow us like a shadow and help people heal. So I want to tell a story of hope. I want to tell a story of love. I want to tell a story of you. And of course, of me. Yeah.
Even with your own story, you have the ability to save and change other people's lives. Then why not be the next to share yours on the Teens Network Daytime Show? Tell us your story today. 08099565000.
You're listening to the Teens Network Daytime Show.
What brought you to designing? You know, everybody want to do something, right? Everybody wants to stand out, be known for something. So there's always this aspiration, there's always this drive, there's always this passion. Okay, this is what I want to go for. So why the art creating, why character, why do you do all of this? What brought you into art creation?
I think right now we're living at a time whereby now the world is starting to realize the power of African design, or like African designers. Like when we went to art school or design school, we never learned about African designers. You literally had to take your own time to actually go look for African designers. And I think for us at Mamkobo's Design Factory, it's more about taking African design, not even taking African design to the world, but literally the world to understand that Africa is the source of inspiration and it is the source of every single thing. And for us, one day we'd love to literally, if Mamkobo's grows big and becomes quite world known, that maybe, who knows, we might be able to open like a design school, and that for us, like, would be great. But I think, like, we need to get to a space whereby we are literally, like, in the next 10 years people are actually studying also African design in schools, rather than just studying like Bauhaus, like European styles. I think we need to get to a point whereby there's also like an African movement, which is going on right now. Like, everybody is doing their own thing. African designers are literally rising like everywhere. Yeah. Like it's quite impressive. And yeah, I think that is the goal. Like, to not just me, but for like as African designers to literally be recognized and be seen as, as a source of inspiration for everybody.
That's a great realization there. Okay. Yeah. So that brought me to the Obama Foundation, the African leaders that held from 45 countries, if I'm right, across the African continent. Okay, I said, tell us about the Obama Foundation. That's the African leaders that held from 45 countries, which you were their African designers.
I'm trying to think on where to start.
Okay.
So yeah, they approached me 2017, 2018, if not mistaken. 2017. No, 2018, 2019, last year.
Okay.
And I think for me, that was like mind blowing to be chosen as to be chosen as a designer for that, for Mamkobo's. I think sometimes as designers, we sometimes lack confidence, or sometimes we know that you're okay, or you're good at design, but when an organization like Obama Foundation approaches you, you literally get moved. And that was really quite quite something. And the fact that they literally found me like on bare hands, that was quite like impressive. And the fact that they came back for the second time, it was literally an eye opener to say, wow, mama, I've made it. Like I must stop feeling like I don't know what I'm doing. I think I was, if the Obama Foundation was came to you twice, I think that is proof that you got something to offer the world.
Definitely.
So that platform, like to be given that platform twice in a row, that was a thing to say, wow, Oz, I think you should try this. I think you should try going in hard. And it literally opened my eyes. And yeah, I'm very happy for the platform. And we did some good work. And I'm very proud of the work that we did. And I'm happy that they came to me. And it literally gave me quite confidence. And I can say to everyone out there, like, keep on pushing. Like, as young designers, keep on doing what you're doing. Someone is watching. And they'll give you that opportunity. And you will rise. Definitely.
Yeah. But you know that before you rise, you need to keep your consistent. It's very important, whatever thing you do. So when people want to help you, they should see that, yes, this person is ready to learn, is ready to move forward. So you're consistent at what you're doing. You keep learning, you keep developing, you keep advancing yourself.
Exactly.
That's really an amazing talk there. So so what keeps you, now this question is so important to me. So what keeps you inspired in the pursuit of your career and where you are now?
Wow.
What keeps you inspired?
What keeps me inspired? I think it's life around me, like in general, like how I grew up, right? I've always been surrounded by different forms of creativity. Going back to literally like when I was a kid, I grew up like at a place called Daniko, like in Harare. And I remember there was a point whereby my mom took me to a garment making session whereby that's where they dye, where like they actually do like screen printing. And then she actually paid for, I think, for like almost like 3 weeks or 4 weeks of me to go there and do like screen printing. And the whole place is actually quite covered in all these visual languages, like paintings of rock art or like African paintings. Like what's the building like around the place, right? Mm-hmm. And literally, like when you grow up, like you never really like take notice of these things. Like only later on did I understand, like, wait, like throughout my whole life, I've always been around like creativity. And right now, like in and out of Zim, right? And right now, I'm in Joburg, okay. literally in the city. Like, I love the city. Right now, I'm actually outside overlooking the Brit Taxi Rank. And behind that, that's like the Nelson Mandela Bridge. And it's quite busy. It's very busy, but I love the noise. I love the chaos, the people just hustling. And there's so much to look at. Like, sometimes, like when I have like a creative block, I actually just take a walk. I go out, I take a walk around, and there's so much life. But usually, like most of my time, it's literally spending time looking at African stuff, design books. Yeah, but I think for me, it's literally life around me. It's literally life. As much as I grew up like in Zim, even that side again, it's design, creativity around. Like, there's like somehow I always find myself in a creative space somehow. So yeah, I usually get asked that question like a lot. Like, how do you keep yourself creative? Like, most things that I do, I really don't know what I'll be doing, as I said. Some of it just happens. Some of it, yeah, I think about it. Some of it, there's literally that big objective literally at the back of my head. I remember I was talking to like one of my friends, Simon, and then he commented on my work, and then he said I like the narrative that you're painting of Africa. And then I was like, yes, exactly. Okay. That's what I'm doing. But then that's the thing, right? Like, sometimes I do not, like, the meaning is there, but then I don't say it out. But then when I do all my stuff, there is that reason why I'm doing it, but then I haven't really like said it out or like wrote it down. And then when someone says it, I'm like, exactly, yes, that's it. I'm gonna create a new narrative. I'm like, yeah. So yeah.
That's very good. That's very good.
Keep listening to the Teens Network Daytime Show. You're listening to the Teens Network Daytime Show. Cooking isn't just a skill. It's a life lesson that teaches teens to eat better. Are you a teen chef? Do you bring the family together each week with your solid home cooking? Or you think you've got those weird twists and dishes? Tell us your story today at imttnstv.com or text +234809956 5000.
Has there ever been a time of doubt in your career choice? Definitely, maybe where you feel like you react from anxiety, from unyielding results you get. So it comes from maybe after you do some hard work and you just feel like, what am I doing? Am I doing the right thing? Do I need to change this career choice of mine? So definitely, please explain how the experience has been for you.
Many times. My history is that I did design art like in Zoom, right? And then I did a graphic design course, and then I actually started working like in Zoom like 2008 to 2009. And then I was like, let me come to SA. When I came to SA, I went to varsity for 4 years. And then after that, I started working. So then with working with clients, sometimes things don't go well with clients. And it's like changes after changes after changes after changes. After the millions, there's more changes. Like
I could imagine.
And then you're like, guys, I think I should have become like an accountant or something like that. And that's the thing. Like it's like sometimes you work so hard on a project, maybe like 3 months or 4 months, and the client keeps on going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And you're like, guys, it's 4 months now or whatever time it is. We haven't produced anything. We're still coming up with ideas. And we don't have anything to put in our portfolios. What is it? Yeah, like, believe me. I think I've had many of those who were like, I think I should have become an accountant or a lawyer. You know what? I should have listened. Maybe do, like, engineering. But then at the end of the day, like, once you finish that project or once you do something different, like, no, I think I'm good. I think design and creativity is my stuff now. I think I'm good. Yeah. So most times working with clients or other people, or like when changes keep on coming, as much as it is annoying, sometimes like it's for the best. Yeah. And
yeah, definitely.
But yeah, those days, I think I'm pretty sure every designer or like every art director or copywriter who's been working in the industry for another company has had those days where they're like why did I choose this path? Like, why me? Like why am I at the office at 3 a.m. in the morning? But yeah, at the same time, you laugh and be like, let's do it again. Let's do it again for the second time, third time, fourth time. And yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. That's very, very interesting. Yeah. I would love you to have shared almost majority of your experience with all your clients, but because of the time, we need to be time conscious. So what personal attribute tells you before your work? What personal attribute tells you before your work?
Sorry? Come again? What personal?
Personal attribute tells you before your work. So before I have to or me do anything, it's something that I see in you that makes, oh, this person actually have interest. Oh, he loves us. Oh, he's passionate about what he does. So what personal attribute tells you before your work?
What personal attributes?
You know, before anybody asks you to do anything for them, I don't want us to forget that this is a teens platform where we have young viewers who are listening to us and watching us. Definitely, there's always... It's very important for us to be conscious of who we are aside from what we do. You represent your brand, and so whatever thing you do, reflects in your work. Whatever thing you represent reflects in your work. So you need to have the right attitude to work.
True. Yes, exactly. I think for me and also for Mom Kopos, it's a creation of meaning. Of meaning, I think it's all about meaning for us, and like we recently just like hired two designers from Zim, and then I remember saying to them, the hard part about working with us is that with everything that we do, we have to try and create meaning, right? But then it's not a bad thing; it's actually a very good thing. And What do we mean by meaning is that it mustn't just be clutter. Oh, there's so much stuff out there that don't mean anything. And for us, with everything that we're trying to create, they must always have meaning. Like, what are you trying to say? Even when we put two different, let's say, well, like cultural elements together, what meaning have we created? And with us, or like even with my work, there's always that golden thread of, one can say, my love for Africa. With, even if you had to go back to some of my old work, you see that there's always a thread of Africa in it, in some way or the other. And I think it's just embedded in my DNA. And I think that is part of my my personal like attribute, like for my love, like for Africa. So then I think when most people come to me, they're like, we love how you create meaning, and we love the fact that you're actually creating work that actually talks to Africa. Maybe the client might not be based in Africa, but they just love that attribute of myself or the company. They're actually quite happy like, to be able to work with us. And I think that is true. I think like everyone needs to have those personal attributes that is attached to their work or somehow that people are quite happy to be like, I'm proud to be associated with this person, and this person is hardworking, and we can see and we can tell with the growth. Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's a little bit. Okay. So what favorite part do you like about your work? What favorite part and what least favorite part do you not like about your work? Yeah. There's always the part where you enjoy and yes, maybe concerning the pay. Your client asks you, you ask your client to pay some of amount and yes, he's ready to pay. So what favorite part do you like about your work?
As much as sometimes I don't like it, the process, I like the process of not knowing. Sometimes it is quite annoying, but it is a process. I have to go through that stage for me to be able to come sometimes create something. Sometimes some of the ideas come quickly. Others take forever, and I know like I literally have to go through that process because that's the only way for me to be able to come up with that nice idea or like that beautiful execution. And it's a bit of both, liking and not liking it, but lately I've started to like it, like not knowing, like not being sure of, I know that I need to create a logo or literally I need to create this project because this country is celebrating these years in the next few days and I've got the idea. But then I'm literally unable to come up with something fresh. And 3 days, 4 days go by and I'm blank. And I'm frustrated, but at the same time, I'm liking it because I know when I crack it, I'll crack it. And then I'll be happy at the end. So it's like a mixed thing. It's like a not liking it, but liking it at the same time. And then also understanding that it is part of the process for me to go through that frustration, for me to finally get the end result. I think if there's one thing that I don't like, literally, I think it's when clients maybe when they come to me wanting something that I don't really like to be associated with. I think that is what I don't like. I politely decline sometimes because I don't think I want to be associated with those things. So yeah. But yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, so that's a lot to digest. And so I wanted to say, how do you boost your own creativity? Yes, you've talked about how you get inspired and why reasons why you don't give up when it comes to your anxiety and you don't get the right results for your work. So how do you boost your creativity? Now, we are still talking to young people. Yeah, we're not moving beyond what we are actually talking about. So how do young people and how do you boost your creativity based on the line of your work? How do you boost your creativity? Yes, you talk about recreating designs. You go online, right? You go online, you search for more designs and you ask, oh, okay, is this right? And somebody could actually check your design and tell you, oh, this is what you're creating. And you're like, whoa, this is exactly what I want to create. So How do you boost your creativity?
Okay. I think firstly, it's having or like picking the right people like around you. I think that's the first thing for me. So it could be like your good friends who first of all will be able to tell you like, cool, are you going like in the right direction, right? Like for example, if you're gonna sit with other, let's say two other guys who are doing design also, or like also doing animation. I think it's always nice to always be able to bounce ideas with someone else or other people. That way you guys grow together nicely as a group. And then also like they'll be able to like literally guide you to say, cool, I think this is not your style, but are you trying something new? Yes, I'm trying something. Okay, cool, sharp. Let's see like what you can do. And I think now the digital age has also like helped us connect with other people. Either get mentors from around the world, or even send your work to someone else and then be like, yo, dude, what do you think about this work? And then they'll be able to give you like a nice critique about it. Like as you said, like post it online and the people can even be able to help you perfect it like for free, like without going to like a school. Like many people now are even learning design via YouTube, animating, like everything is now literally on our fingertips. And sometimes some of those things can be as simple as like reading a book, or like going to a park, or literally going to the rural areas literally and just observing and just seeing how we used to live way back then and how different is it now to the cities. So. And sometimes, like, I remember I went to the, to go see my grandfather, I think some 3 years back. And literally, I think that was like one of my best times. And I was there, right, in the rural areas, and then there was no electricity. And then all we could do was literally just talk and communicate. And then just face-to-face talking about how was things way back? How have things changed? What do you think us as the young generation have done right or like have done wrong? Can it be fixed? Like all those discussions. It was a beautiful conversation because I'm still young. I spend most of my time on my phone also. So, but then being told to literally be like a simple thing, just wake up and try to just go outside and just see the sun, or just go and take a walk, or like read a book, read books. I was like, okay. Yes, like the digital age is there to help us, but sometimes it is the simplest thing as just picking up a book, even a random book, and try and read it. There's so much wisdom and which can actually boost your creativity like in a most amazing way, and which could be quite different. So yeah.
You're listening to the Teens Network Daytime Show. Do you know of a remarkable kid or an extraordinary teen that's done some newsworthy feats? Was achieved something extraordinary? Well, don't keep it to yourself. Want to see what they can do? Text extraordinary to +23480995655000 and tell us about your extraordinary talent. You're listening to the Teens Network Daytime Show.
This isn't about charity. It's about justice. We don't use shovels to dig wells. Our voices are our tools. Speaking up. Demanding action. We come together as one. 7 million strong. Geeks and guitarists. Soccer moms and students. From LA to Lagos. Putting politics aside.
I really do believe that we can make poverty history.
To the One Campaign, thank you for bringing us together.
Saying whatever must be said, however we need to say it.
Are you kidding me?
We are rebels with a cause, armed with powerful data that can save lives. Mobilizing. Advocating. Persuading.
If you empower a woman, you empower a whole continent. You empower a whole people.
Because where you live shouldn't determine whether you live. Together, we've cut extreme poverty in half, and we refuse to stop until we finish the job. Join us.
Think you've got what it takes to shine in the spotlight? Then tweet or text to tell us about your achievements at +234 809956 5000. Got a question to ask the crew? Tweet us at @imTTNSTV using the hashtag #AskTheCrew. Keep listening to the Teens Network Daytime Show.
Yeah, I think that is one of the most important things. Now, you've mentioned interact with the right people, move with the right people. Then thank God for technology. We have internet. You could actually search for, okay, latest information. You go and read people's blog and you copy other people, then you redo it. Now, one of my mentors, we always say, it is very important for you to think more and design less. Now, your thinking will help you create designs that are exceptional. Because as a designer, as an artist, what you say is different from what I say. I am not an artist. I am not a graphic designer. I don't do all of that. But the way I perceive things will be definitely different from the way you perceive things, because you will see beyond what I'm missing. So that's very good. So what advice do you have for young people who are doing something exceptional and they want to go, and what should they do, and how, what can they do basically?
I think the first thing is to dream big. They must dream so big that even the dream scares them. I think that's a quote from someone. I don't know who it is, but...
Ben Carson. Ben Carson. Yeah.
They must dream so big that the dream even scares them. Like, and we also say that, like, when it comes to like advertising or like in the design industry, like sometimes an idea is it's so scary, but then that means that that idea is good. So then young people need to dream big. Even if it's like, you know what, I want to open the first design agency on the moon or like on Mars. Cool, do it. And then from there, first comes the dream. And then you start working on that dream, right? And then you start looking, cool, so then how can I do it, right? Can I look for the right people to talk to? Are there people that I can actually, okay, cool. There's this guy who's in Senegal. I can't go to Senegal, but then can I be in touch with this person via YouTube or via like Instagram or via WhatsApp or via Facebook? And then now start working hard to it. Are you an artist? Are you an animator? Are you whatever? But it always starts with a dream. Dream big, dream scary, then start working hard on it. And everything will start to pile up. Like 1,000 hours will become 2,000, 3,000, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000. Before you know it, you're like, oh, wait, I dreamt about this 5 years ago. Who knows, maybe 2 years ago. So it's like, it always starts about dreaming. And also, like, the sky is the limit. We are spiritual beings, and whatever we dream about or we think about or we talk about will come to being. Like, words create, so we need to be able to speak our dreams out loud, and everything will come to us.
Thank you very much. I think I would love to add positivity. I think one of the things that has helped me go is being positive. I want something, I dream for something, I want to achieve something. So even if it doesn't actually work out, I keep this mind that yes, it is possible. All I need to keep doing is keep working.
Yes.
Just for opportunities. Yes, if the opportunity doesn't come for me, I create the opportunity myself. True. And that will help me grow. Thank you very much. So the platform is always fun. We'll be having a few minutes game. It's very, very simple. I'm going to give you a sentence, and you're going to end with, you're going to start your own sentence with my last word.
Okay.
You're going to say a sentence, and you're going to start your own sentence with the last word.
Okay, cool.
So it keeps going until one person misses.
Okay.
I win this. I'm not so good at this game, so I don't know how it's gonna go. Okay. It's really an honor having Mr. Osmond on the show.
The show was amazing. Actually, this show was my first Instagram live interview.
Interview is what I do as my daily job.
Your job is a very fun job.
Yes, actually, they end with your. I end with job. So you're supposed to start your sentence with job.
It's job.
You started with your job. So okay, I won. So job. The second one, can you give a sentence? So I start with it. Be nice. You're thinking too long.
I really suck at doing live interviews, but I really like enjoyed this one. Thank you so much.
Much is my goal. Yes. I got it. So you're supposed to start with goal.
Goal, yeah. Goal. That's a hard one. Goal. There's a poem there. Goal.
No. Come on, it. That's not part of it. Okay. Thank you so much. It's really thank you so much. It has been an honor. It has been a privilege learning from you. Your experience, I'm sure it has inspired a lot of people out there. So thank you so much. And we'll definitely keep having you more. And maybe when the pandemic ends, we'll definitely invite you to come over to our studio and we have opportunity to see you and converse with you more.
Thank you. I'll love that. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day. Bye.
Thank you.
My name is Osara Marian, and you're listening to the Teens Network Daytime Show. It's 1,000 screams in one voice, so keep listening.
I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care, so call me crazy. We can live in a world that we desire. Say we've lost our minds. I don't care if they call us crazy. Run away to a world that we desire.
Every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams keeping me awake. The world could be a vision of the one I see. A million dreams is all it's gonna take. Oh, a million dreams for the world we're gonna make.
However big, however small, let me be part of it all. Share your dreams with me. Bring me along to the world you see.
The brightest colors fill my head.
A million dreams are keeping me awake.
A million dreams, a million dreams.
I think of what the world could be.
A vision of the one I see.
A million dreams is all it's gonna take.
You're listening to the Teens Network Daytime Show.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Ring up my doorbell, I feel the love, feel the love.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. Turn back the light knows God.
What's up, my brothers and sisters? This is Kevin Bishop from Orlando, Florida, and you're listening to the Teens Network Daytime Show, changing lives one conversation at a time.
It's been 24 hours, I need more hours with you. You spent the weekend getting even. Ooh. We spent the late nights making things right between us. But now it's all good, babe. Roll that backwood, babe. and play me close. Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you.
I spent last night on the last flight to you. I took a whole day up trying to get away. Things right between us. And now it's all good, babe. Roll that backward, babe. And play me close. Yeah! Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's 6:45, maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time, yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk, maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive.
Not too long ago, I was dancing for dollars. No, it's really real if I let you be my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. Where every other girl you meet is too gazy. I'm sure them other girls were nice enough, but you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Cardi, Cardi. Come and rev it up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best food always forbidden? I'm coming to you now doing 20 over the limit. The red light, stop. I don't play when it comes to my heart, let's get it though. I don't really want a white horse in a carriage. I'm thinking more of white Porsches and carriage. I need you right here, cause every time you fall, I play with this kitty like you play with your guitar.
Cause girls like you, girls like you, guys like me, so when I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you, girls like you, me, do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you.
You're listening to the Teens Network Daytime Show.
Hey everybody, this is Kevin Bishop from Orlando, Florida. You are now listening to the Teens Network Daytime Show from Lagos to Land Street, making an impact.
You know, we don't have to share the same views on what I'm about to share with you today. You know, we don't have to all be on the same page. I mean, literally, I cannot force you to share the same values as mine. But I'm imploring to your sense of reasoning to give ears to what I'm about to share with you today. You know, I try not to be judgmental mainly because, you know, I often find myself in the same boat. Most of you out there, you know, because I bet you, man, I'm guilty of the crime of not appreciating my creator for the miracles of life and the gifts he's gifted me with day after day. You know, man, that's a little bit bad, man. Not even a simple word of thanks to him in the morning, man, that's not good. But be it as it may, what differs me from others is that I don't fail to reference God for everything I have. My life, my gifts, and everything that makes me me. I acknowledge him for that. A few days ago, I was heading straight home, and it was the best opportunity for me to have my me time, and the Holy Spirit dropped something in my subconsciousness. He said to me, you know, do you know that God owns whatever gift is gifted every human being with? Definitely, my response was yes. But I bet you, I see that when I heard that, you know, my thought that very moment was, and I think this dude right here is about to prove something to me. So I better keep quiet and let him have the floor. So he proceeded. He said, you know, a gift from God to every mankind is like an attachment that exceeds 25 MB in your Gmail box. And the Holy Spirit, my inner thought when I heard that was, you know, but I think the Holy Spirit must be powerful to know that I use a Gmail account. And please listen to this closely. Right after you were created and born by a parent, God Himself decided to mail you an attachment. He didn't copy anybody else. He didn't blind copy anybody else. The mail was sent directly to you. Your parents weren't even copying in the mail. Not even your brother, not even your sister. See, don't get me wrong. With God's help, truly, your parents give you life. And that's huge. But guess what? No matter how much time your parents spend in the presence of God, you know, trying to find out what your mission or gift on earth is about, boy, girl, they ain't getting nothing. They ain't gonna get the full meal. Well, you know, God could at least give a clue, maybe, but I ain't claiming to know how God thinks. But I bet you the clue will be as a detailed information in your mailbox. No. Because you know what? You alone have the password to the mailbox. The mail has your name on it. And if you don't know that yet, your gift is heavy. I've got a lot of gifts from God, so has you. And aside of being blessed with good looks, He's blessed me with the gift to breathe, the gift to see, the gift to talk, the gift to walk, the gift to move my hand, the gift to sleep, the gift to wake, the gift to think within seconds. Come on. Are you about to compare all that gift to a 2 MB file or 25 MB file? Like for real? Huh? It's huge. And that's why you won't find another me out there. And let's educate ourselves a little bit. Sending a file that exceeds 25 MB will automatically transfer the attachment to your Google Drive. And guess what? The same thing happened when God sent you that huge gift in your mail. So you on the receiving end will get the mail as a link to access the file in God's Google Drive. Some people don't know that, which is why some people don't understand that God owns their gift. And of every good talent and gift you see out there, well, I bet you to do your finding, it's linked directly back to God. Whatever mail you received is just a mail link to access the gift in God's Google Drive. It costs you nothing to acknowledge Him. And once again, I've only said things from my own perspective, which was inspired by the Holy Spirit. And trust me, I have no problem with you not acknowledging God for whatever gift He's gifted you with. You know, like you said, you know, it's cool. It's your life and don't nobody own your life with you. You know, cool. Your thoughts, fine. I'm fine with that. But what I know is your life means nothing without God. And that's the truth. Or maybe the reason why you feel everybody's life are going places and yours is sort of stuck is because you haven't checked your mail. So go check your mail. The earlier you recognize this, the faster you begin to unfold all God has in store for you. That's what I got for you, man. Have a good day.
The Teens Network Daytime Show on Radio is proudly taped and produced with love from Fire Radio Network.
Any unauthorized duplication or distribution may result in civil liability or criminal prosecution. Need to learn more about the show? Head over to @mttnstv.com.
You're listening to the Teens Network Daytime Show.